Is it okay to have premarital sex? That is a common question among teens and engaged couples. Perhaps you are in a relationship that is progressing in that direction, but you're not sure what to do. In your mind, you are probably weighing the negative and positive effects of premarital sex. On the positive side of the scale, there is the acceptance from your friends and the fulfillment of sexual desires. The negative side of the scale carries the fear of pregnancy and disease and guilt. Morality is a factor for many people when deciding whether or not to have premarital sex. The messages we receive from most TV shows and movies these days tells us everyone is doing it. But maybe there is something inside you, like a voice in your head, that is making you uncertain about whether or not to have sex before marriage is a right or wrong action. Many people refer to this voice as their conscience. How can you know if your conscience is right? People all around the world look to the Bible as a moral or religious book. The Bible refers to premarital sex as fornication. Well, that's a word we don't hear much these days. So what does it mean? Well, fornication is a sexual intercourse between people who are not married to each other. The only distinction the Bible makes between premarital sex and adultery is that adultery involves married persons, while fornication involves those who are unmarried. Another consideration when deciding about premarital sex is safety. Did you know that 50% of the people who currently have HIV are between the ages of 15 and 24? Using a condom only reduces the risk of contracting HIV by 85%. Take these statistics into consideration when making our decision. Most people don't consider the emotional effects of premarital sex. You see, sex is an emotional experience and it affects our lives in ways we don't understand. After engaging in PMS, many people express feelings of guilt, embarrassment, distrust, resentment, lack of respect, and so much more. Yes, sex is pleasurable. But in God's view, the primary purpose of sex isn't recreation, but rather recreation. In other words, sex is for reproduction. Imagine for a moment a world without premarital sex. There would be no sexually transmitted diseases. There would be no unwed mothers. There would be no unwanted pregnancy. And there would be no abortions. Pregnancy is also a result of sex of those who are not married and have children don't only make their own lives harder by burdening themselves financially, but they also make it harder for their children to live without both of their parents that is supposed to be with them at all times. Sex is not entirely bad. In my opinion, it should be treated like everything else and be done in moderation. People should learn to understand one another and understand that sex is a big step in a relationship. Maturity and stability assures future than virginity. Marrying a virgin is not an assurance of a happy and perfect marriage. Premarital sex is the act of making love before marriage. I simply want you to realize that premarital sex does not necessarily make a person dirty, rotten, and worthless. Being a virgin does not necessarily mean that one is better than non-virgins. We have our own choice and it is up to us to be tactful and deciding.